We pay for, trust, and count on things that we can predict.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That's the go-getter energy that moves anyone out there, including yourself, especially yourself, definitely yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all this together in one bundle, one package, one mindset, one method, one philosophy, one book, one show, this masterclass. Do you know what it's called? It is called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Pat yourself on the back if your arms are long enough to congratulate yourself for being here today. Today's topic is why you want to be predictable. I remember back in the day, you know, in the basketball days, I would be in the gym, but I would post a video on YouTube where I might play somebody one-on-one. And sometimes I would play people one-on-one. Actually, many times I would play someone one-on-one. I might do the same couple of moves, two or three moves over and over again over the course of the game and win the game. I would win the game doing the same couple moves over and over again. And sometimes someone will leave a comment on the video and say, well, Dre, yeah, you won, but you were doing the same move over and over again. Your game is very predictable, they would say this. So predictable as if meaning they could tell what I was about to do next because I kept doing it over and over again. And I would explain to them, well, the purpose of the game is not a magic show. You know, this is not Las Vegas. I'm not pulling rabbits out of a hat. I don't need to keep doing different things to entertain you. The whole purpose of playing the game is to win the game. We got to remember, like we talked about a few days ago, when we're talking about business, you got to know your key performance indicators. In basketball, in case y'all didn't know, the key performance indicator is to win the game. Or is not to do 20 different moves, is not to get a highlight, is to win the game. Everything else is secondary. And I would explain that to the players or the viewers, assuming they were players. Predictability is okay if it's actually working. Okay. Any of you have a predictable business that you're doing the same thing over and over again? If somebody watched it, they would know exactly what's going to happen, exactly how it's going to happen, exactly what the result is going to be. That's pretty predictable, right? Is it maybe boring? Is it the same thing over and over again? But you're all right with that, right? Why? Because it's leading to one of your key performance indicators, which is revenue and success for your business, which is enriching you as a person, which seems to be a pretty good idea. So that's why today we're talking about why you want to be predictable, whereas some people who, again, maybe they're two-dimensional thinkers who don't quite understand this, they're going to understand, they're going to learn today why predictability is a good thing. Even though predictability can be boring, it's not always sexy, it is not always exciting to the untrained mind. Let me ask you a question. Where's the opportunity then? Since predictability can be boring, not sexy, not exciting to the untrained mind, where's the opportunity? I told you this in Masterclass number 1025. It is titled, Where's the Opportunity? The opportunity is always in the opposites. Today, we're going to talk about why predictability is a clear opportunity for everyone that is hiding in plain sight. Point number one. Today's topic is why you want to be predictable. Point number one, definition of predictable is behaving or occurring in a way that is expected. Simple enough, right? And since some people, not everyone, but some people have very short attention spans that are getting shorter, you are either one of those people with a short attention span, always doing something different, or you may think that you have to cater to people who have short attention spans and change things up all the time. Is an interesting thing. Whenever I go on somebody's show who asks to interview me, it always disappoints me when they want to cut the interviews short or we do an interview and they ask me a whole bunch of basically surface level questions and we never really get to go deep on any topics because they want to keep the interview a certain length. And this is any interview that's, I would say, 45 minutes or less. You can pretty much learn a lot of surface level things from me. But if you really want to go deep with somebody, you're going to need to take some time. You see the kind of interviews that I've done. See the people I've had on this show. When I have someone on the show, I tell you this right now. When I interview anybody for this show or any show that I ever do, I tell them, hey, listen, block off 3 hours. And if I know them like that and I know even more questions I may ask them, I tell them block off 4 hours because that's how much time we actually going to take and talk here. And that's how you go deep with a person. You got to really put some time into it. But I see a lot of people who have shows, they want to keep it short, 25 minute, 30 minute, 45 minute interview. And it'll get to the point where I'm really starting to get warmed up and the questions are starting to maybe start to have a little bit more substance. Then the person says, well, yeah, one more question before we're out of time. And I'm like, out of time for what? Where's the clock? I didn't know there was a limit to how long your interview could be when it's your damn show. But I see a lot of people doing this. They want to keep it short because they think, well, I don't even know what they think. I think that they think that people aren't going to listen if it's too long, and or these people just don't want to do the work of going deep enough to really get some real juice out of a person. So they're keeping it surface level, which it can entertain people on the surface. But if you really want to go deep with people and you want them to go deep with you, then you got to give them more than just some surface level shit. But anyway, that's just a side note, something that I'm thinking about. Any of you who plan to do interviews or interview shows, go deep with your guests so that you can actually give some substance to your audience, not just the surface level shit that they can read on a blog post, or they can read everything that you ask that person on their website. Right, ask them some things that they haven't ever talked about before. And you got to put some time in with a person in order to get to that level. I talked about this in a masterclass on relationships. You want to build relationships in life, you got to put time into the relationship. If you're not putting time into the relationship, then how are you going to build anything? This is just the way that it works in life. Relationships are built on time. Quality conversations are built on time. And I talked about relationships in many episodes here of this show. But the key to building a relationship, masterclass number 1439, is putting that time in. And it's the key to having a quality conversation too. It's not just going to happen that quickly on the surface. All that being said, people think, we're still on point number one here. Since people have short attention spans, or they believe they are catering to people who have short attention spans, they are keeping things short, keeping things on the surface. And the contrary point is this, that they think people may get bored if the conversation is too long, or you're asking too many questions, or a person is giving too much detail. I believe the actual opposite. And think about the interviews that you listen to, the ones that you get the most value from. Had they been the ones that are longer, or the ones that are 20 minutes, where you kind of get a brief surface level understanding of the person, but you don't really understand everything that that person's about. And the interviewer doesn't really get to show their chops because all they're doing is going over some surface stuff that, again, I don't want to listen to an interview if everything the interviewee says is already on their website. If I would just go to it and read it, I want to get a little bit more meat. I mean, again, that's just me. Maybe I'm completely different from the average person. I don't know. I don't think you're the average person, so I'll be wrong to ask you that question. But let me ask you a contrary point here, or at least what I think is a contrary point. If I'm wrong, you can let me know. What do we pay for in life? You know, something that's predictable means it's the same over and over again, and it may be monotonous, and it may go on and on the exact same way, whereas something that's a little bit more spontaneous, the things that are always changing, is always different, is always some new flavor. But what do we usually pay for? What do we invest in life? Do we invest in things that are unpredictable? You ever invested some money in something that you couldn't really predict how it was going to work and what was going to happen? Do you pay for unreliable internet? Or maybe you do. That might not be a good example. You might be stuck with your internet company and it's unreliable, but you got to keep paying for it because you don't have any options. What about people? Do you trust people who you can't rely on? No. We pay for, trust, and count on things that we can predict. Is this true or is this not? You have a job. People pay you because they can predict that you're going to show up, and they know what your role is. You know what your role is, and know you're going to do your job. They know that's the expectation. And they also know that, you know, if you don't do your job, you should probably expect to not be getting paid anymore. We pay for things that we can predict. We pay for things that we can count on, and we pay for things that we can trust. And it's the same way it works. And this expands to every area of life. So anyway, if I was to just touch one more time on that side note that I made about doing interviews and things like that, if you want your audience to really get deep substance from a person, you got to go deep. Now, you can't just skim the surface with a person and have them give the same answers that they're giving on all the other 50 interview shows that they've been on. If that's all they're getting from your show is the same thing they gave to everybody else, who are you? What value are you bringing to the table if that's all you're giving people? Again, this is something for any of you podcasters to consider if you have a show or you're thinking about doing it. Predictability, ladies and gentlemen, this is the bigger point, is a sound business strategy. What's one of the reasons why you listen to this show? If you were to tell somebody why you listen to the show, you say, all right, it's this guy. It's the same voice every day. It's the intro. We know what the show is going to be about. We know that he's going to come from a specific angle. We know that this is aimed towards this. I know that it has done this and this and this for me. These specific episodes really meant a lot to me. I know that it's going to be every day. I know exactly what I'm going to get, even if I don't know what the topic is. It's predictable. You think about your car, you usually want to get a car that you know is going to run consistently. And if something's wrong with it, you're going to go get it fixed by somebody who's going to say, okay, now it's going to be predictable. Whatever it is you're willing to pay for, you have staff members in your organization, or you have people who work for you, subordinates to you in business. You want the people who are predictable. They're the ones you trust the most. When you really need something, you don't go to the most talented person, you go to the most predictable person. True or not? Point number two, today's topic is why you want to be predictable in life. Predictability lowers stress, pressure, noise, and brain drain. Those are all things that you probably want to have less of in your life. Let me mention them again. stress, the bad kind of stress, not you stress, was the good kind of stress, which I talked about in masterclass number 1348. You stress is a good kind of stress. I'm talking about distress, the bad kind of stress. You want to lower stress. You probably want less pressure on your life. Again, the bad kind of pressure that makes you feel like you can't focus. Noise, anything that is not focused on where you really want to be and what you really want to do. And brain drain, which means basically losing all your mental energy for the day. You don't have any left, but you still got half of the day remaining. All right, you want to get rid of those things, right? The more predictable things are in your life, the more you will get rid of this stuff. The less of this you will have to deal with. Let me ask you a question. If you know exactly what your workout business or communication strategy is, and you know that it's repeatable, and you know that it works, are you stressed out? Any of you who runs a business, if your whole business strategy, exactly how it works, how you generate leads, how you nurture your leads, how you convert your leads, how you deliver to them, how you retain them and upsell them, if you know exactly how everything works and it's a system, everything is in place, you know exactly what needs to be done and exactly how it's going to work to the point that you can predict it before it even happens, do you feel stressed? I would think not. Do you feel pressured? I'm like, damn, I got to figure this out. There's nothing to figure out because it's already predictable, right? Are you straining your brain trying to figure out what to do next or trying to figure out ideas because you have no idea how to solve a problem that is on your hand? No, you don't have any of those issues when something is predictable. When something is predictable, you are not stressed out about it. You do not feel any pressure to do something. You are not straining your brain trying to figure anything out because there's nothing to figure out. Everything is already in place. The predictability of your processes afford you space to relax. Let me say again, the predictability of your processes afford you the space to relax. And when I say space, I'm talking about your mental space, emotional space, maybe physical space, financial space for you business people. Does that kind of space lower your stress? Does it lower the pressure on you? Does it eliminate the noise in your mind? I think you are nodding your head vigorously right now. All right, if I'm right, tell me I'm right. All right, don't nod your head too much. It'll hurt your neck. The predictability of your process gives you that space. And when you feel pressure and stress, many times it may be because you just don't have enough predictability worked into what you're doing. It's not that you don't know what you're doing. It's not that you have no clue whatsoever. You have a clue. You know what you're doing. You just have to, now you got to figure it out again. And you got to figure it out again. Now you need a new idea. Now you got to do this. Now you got to handle this, this, and this. And you only got enough time to do maybe half of one of those things. And that's where the stress and the pressure and the noise and the draining of your brain come in. When you're trying to do all these things, but you only have the resources when it comes to time, energy, attention, money, focus to do maybe one or two of those things, but you got 10 things on your list. That's because there's no predictability in what you have going on. This could be with your physical body. It could be in your relationships. It could be in your communication style. It could be in your business processes. If you have no idea what you're doing, then the stress and the anxiety go up. This show right here, in case anybody didn't know, I record these episodes usually healthily in advance from when they actually come out. And that's why I like most of these topics are evergreen. And because the topics are evergreen, I can record a month or two in advance before it actually comes out. And it's perfectly fine because it's not based on time. I can't say, well, what's happening right now? And if I do, then I'll tell you, hey, I'm talking about this because it needs to talk about right now. And sometimes I move episodes up if I need to. But in general, there's a process to this. There's a predictable process to this. I know exactly when I'm recording. I know how I'm recording. I know how I get this audio to my audio guy, Nico and company, to handle these things. I know how it's going to get published. I know when it's coming out. Everything is completely 100% predictable. And it has been since 2016. You've been listening long enough, you know this. No matter how long you've been listening, you know everything is predictable for how this show comes out. All right, that's why you're still listening to this day, because everything's predictable. There's no stress. There is no pressure. There is no noise. There is no brain drain when it comes to this show. The only thing that I got to make sure I do is have the content ready and be ready to record. If something gets in the way of that, if I don't have my topics ready and I'm not ready to record for whatever reason, let's say something's wrong with my voice, then maybe there may be some pressure and stress come in, but I know I've given myself a cushion of some time where I can get over it. So if I got a sore throat or something like that, maybe I could take a week and get that right. But you understand what I'm saying. When you have predictability in your processes, then pressure and stress and noise go away. That was the point of why predictability is good for you personally. The first one was about how you can serve other people by being predictable. This second one is more about how you can serve yourself. And let's move on to point number three. The topic is today, why you want to be predictable in life. When you are predictable, other people know what they're going to get from you. And those who want that, they will come in droves. Not only will they come in droves, they will stick around when they know what they're going to get. Again, this show is a great example. You know exactly what you're going to get. You know it's coming out every day. You know there's going to be a brand new episode. You know I'm often going to refer you back to previous masterclasses of this show that you either didn't know about, you forgot about, or you're like, damn, that's a very interesting. I need to go listen to that one because it's a companion to some point that I made in a current episode. And you know that there's over thousands of hours of material already here in this show where you're listening to this right now that is going to keep you engaged, is going to keep you enriched, is going to make you smarter, is going to make you better, is going to empower you, is going to inspire you, motivate you, whatever word you want to use that makes you feel great and helps you perform great because we're in a performance and results-based business. And you know there's another one coming tomorrow. All right, you're sticking around because you know exactly what you're going to get. All right, that's why you stay here. That's why you're here. If you're listening to this as a game group member, you're here because you know exactly what you're going to get and you know that it's going to come consistently and you know there's a bunch of stuff that you might not even know about that you haven't even gotten to yet. And there's a bunch of stuff you don't know about that I haven't even created yet, but it's coming. Trust me. I got the notes right here in front of me. When people know what they're going to get from you and they want that, they will show up. And when you give them exactly what they thought they were going to get, they will stick around. I want y'all to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. You do not need to reinvent the wheel when you're doing good with what you have going on. When what you have is working, do not reinvent the wheel. Yes, you can grow and evolve. You can update your formulas as you need to update them. For example, within the game group membership, for example, I used to have all the episodes of the show inside the member portal. So you would log into the member portal and then you could go through the playlist and you could listen to whatever you wanted. But that was kind of cumbersome for some people. So we had to evolve over time, and now we got the mobile app. If you're listening to this and you don't know about the mobile app, I don't know how you don't know about it because we send you an email that tells you, hey, there's a mobile app. But if you don't know, go into the member portal in the second tab on the left-hand side, those red tabs there. If you're on mobile, you got to scroll down. Those red tabs on the left, there's one that says, get the smartphone app. All you got to do is follow those little instructions. It's very, very simple. Even a caveman can do it. And you can have access to the entire library and the history of this show, which is an amazing library, if I may say so myself. You can have it right on your smartphone, take it with you everywhere you go. You don't even have to log into the member portal if you don't want to. That's an evolution over time, but the delivery, the material ain't changing. If I was to change this and change the format and start interviewing people every day, some of you might be like, I ain't messing with this no more. This is not what I signed up for. Predictability is a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be afraid of being predictable. Predictable is good. Your audience and clients, whoever they are, they need to know what you're about and they need to know that what they're getting is consistent. At home right now, I got internet. I pay $80 a month for the internet. It shouldn't cost that much, but I got to pay $80 a month because the company AT&T has a monopoly on internet services in this building. So I don't even have any options. I'm basically being forced to pay $80 a month. I consider that robbery. This should be free trade and options here. But anyway, that's a different conversation for a different day, a different fight for a different time. But most of the time, I don't even think about the internet. Why? Because it's predictable. When I all go into a website, the shit works. When I'm finished recording and I upload the files to Google Drive, I know they're going to upload. Want to download and stream a video or listen to my own podcast, my own masterclasses, I know they're going to actually play because the data plan works on my phone and the Wi-Fi works in my house. I'm happy with that. I don't need to think about it at all. Understand, y'all, in business, people who sign up with you and follow you want to know what they're getting. They want to know they're going to get it consistently. They like the predictability. Do not think you need to keep changing like a damn chameleon just because everybody else is doing different things. All right. Your audience should know what they're getting. The only exception being if your predictability is unpredictability. All right, unless that's your brand that you're going to be something completely different every day, like Dennis Rodman's hair when he was playing for the Chicago Bulls, unless that's your brand, you need to be predictable. All right, and that's only a very, very small percentage. So don't think you need to do that. Everybody else, focus on consistency. McDonald's, consistency. Anywhere you go, exactly the same. Amazon, consistency. No matter what you order, if you got Prime, it's going to be there in 2 days. Apple, consistency. Every Apple store, same stuff. The process, the same way. You buy a computer or a phone, the exact same thing. The process is consistent. Ladies and gentlemen, predictability is a good thing. Do not fight predictability. Do not try to change stripes just because you see other people doing that. That is foolishness. Smart people are predictable. Let's recap today's class. Why you want to be predictable? Predictability is boring. It's not exciting to a lot of people. And that's why I told you in Masterclass number 1025, the opportunity is always in the opposites. Point number one, definition of predictability is behaving or occurring in a way that is expected. A lot of people think they need to keep changing because they don't want their behavior to be expected. No, that is wrong. You want your behavior to be expected. Predictability is a very, very smart business strategy for your life. Point number two, predictability lowers stress, pressure, noise, and brain drain. All right, do you want to feel stress and pressure and noise? If you don't, come up with some predictable processes and keep following them over and over and over again. Some people use this word. They call this a routine. It's the exact same thing. Be predictable. And point number three, when you are predictable, other people know what they're going to get from you. And those who want that, They will come in droves and they will stay because they know what they're getting. People like to know what they're getting. They like to be able to predict what's going to happen. They like to know there is a routine in place in certain areas of life. Routine is a good thing. Again, I can't say this too many times, ladies and gentlemen. Be predictable. Be routine driven. Be consistent. Be the same all the time. People will sign up for that. They will pay for it. They will trust it. They will believe in it, and it will pay you back. Work on your game. Dre, all day.